Podcast, you were mentioning that one of our previous acharyas writes that if one is going too long through anartha vritti, then there is a great risk of becoming an impersonalist.
Yeah.
And so that seems like, you know, a failure in spiritual life, becoming an impersonalist. And on the other hand, we hear so many statements how, you know, if we serve in Lord Chaitanya's mission to spread Krishna consciousness, that he ties us with ropes and drags us along. So how do we kind of reconcile these two kind of statements that we have, that on one hand, if we don't do everything properly, we will be defeated in spiritual life, but yet on another hand, it seems that there is, you know, there is no scope for defeat as long as we're, you know, engaged in the Sankirtan movement.
Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that, and that's the rope. The rope means you get the right instruction. Lord Chaitanya drags you along. What does it mean that he drags you along? He gives you instruction. He gives you instruction by which you come to him. And so we get knowledge and guidance and association. It's not available to even great sages, but then it's up to us to take advantage of that and to put that to full use in our own Krishna consciousness. I want to get rid of this anartha, I want to get rid of that anartha. You have to cultivate also the right thing. And the right thing is that artha pravritti. Cultivate that which has value, rather than just thinking about that which doesn't have value. Both things need to be there. But ultimately, you don't become Krishna conscious by trying to become free from anarthas. There's no Krishna in freedom from anarthas. That's just a negation of an unfavorable state or unfavorable things. But where's the favorable? Where's the man manamava mad bhakto? Krishna says, you think of me. Would you not make nam desi that dek? So that's the actual real business of a devotee. But and in one sense, the same thing is affected. All those impurities are freed from the heart by thinking about Krishna. There's no real mention of anartha nivritti in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna just tells us to serve him and think of him. But although Lord Chaitanya dragging, but he's still not going to take away our free will. And if we want to be in the clutches of material energy, then that's our free choice. And if we want to be really Krishna conscious, then he gives us teachings for that. And if for some reason there's some shortcoming in any of those, yoga kshema vahami aham, either they come internally or they come externally. But nami bhakta pranasati, someone who's sincere in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna also says, then they're never lost. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, you have? Anybody in English? I've been waiting about 500 people for the last 3 minutes. They're just sitting there wondering what's going on.
I was looking at Radhishyama Sundar today, and their darshan is so extraordinary. And for those of us who can't be here all the time, we can see pictures, but they just can't do justice to the experience of seeing them in person. Is there any way to somehow have that experience without being in their presence?
Not in my experience. Either you're here or you're not here. And if you do some service, then it's even more. Or if you're on the altar and you can't replace it. Maybe that the spiritual benefit is the same. Oh yeah, where's Naika? Naika, yeah. Huh? She's supposed to come, but still, everything has its unique flavors and unique taste. And you can't replace it but there's something else. And even being here, I just can't get it to go in the middle. Even being having this experience has its different varieties of seeing them, depending on how we see them, on the devotion, and then over and beyond that is also sort of their appearance in Vaikuntha, or Vaikuntha, but in Vrindavan. That's another experience. Everything has their own unique flavor, and you just have to be satisfied with the one that you have access to. But if we want the other one, then we have to make efforts to get that one. It can be the same if devotees are doing it internally from within, or if Radha Shyam decide to reveal themselves to devotee, then you can get the experience.